Luke 2, 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room there in the inn.
Matthew 2:1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? He saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel."
On the night when Christ was born, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, near Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks at night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. And all of them who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
Luke 2. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they, the shepherds, had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told by the great company of the heavenly host.
Matthew 2:10. When they, Magi, saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they, the Magi, returned to their country by another route.
Luke 2, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The skies don't seem to be as dark as usual. Stars seem brighter than they've been before. And deep within my soul I feel a stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard ranks of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land that a child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here, I can tell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts He will dwell. God is in us. That peace on earth is not so out of reach. If we can find grace and mercy and forgiveness, He has come to save. He is all of these. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here, I can tell. God is in us, God is for us. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts He will dwell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel.
Just heard two accounts of the events that happened around our Savior's birthday. Isn't it surprising how different these two stories are? The story that the shepherds told to their grandchildren and to us is very different from the story that the Magi recorded in their learned journals for posterity. So today I want to ask you, are you one of the shepherds or are you one of the Magi? On a clear night, there are thousands of stars in the sky, tiny specks of light, suspended there in deep space by our Creator, faithfully sending their light towards us. They look so tiny to the naked eye, no bigger than the tip of a pin or needle. Looking at one such speck of light, the Magi were able to discern that something wonderful has happened in the distant land of Judea. Compare that to what happened to the shepherds. They were sitting in a field when an angel appeared to them, scared them half to death, told them that they were going to be okay, told them what was happening, after which they saw a great company of the heavenly host. Wouldn't you like to see a great company of the heavenly host? I know I would. I wonder what a great company of the heavenly host looks like. I wonder what they sounded like. So today I want to ask you, are you one of the shepherds or are you one of the magi?
Based on information from a star suspended far, far away in space, a star that looked like a speck of light the size of a tip of a pin, the Magi left their comfortable lives behind and embarked on a long, arduous journey to discover for themselves what has happened. By the way, the Magi did not know their final destination. They thought their final destination would be Jerusalem. Our imagination makes that star larger than the other stars, so that the Magi could follow it easily and effortlessly. But if we think of it, if that star was so large, why didn't anyone else see it or follow it? That star had to be just a tiny speck of light. The shepherds, on the other hand, were told exactly what was happening. They were given a GPS with detailed instructions on how to get to their destination. The journey that the Magi took and the journey that the shepherds took were very different. The Magi traveled for months, exposed to the dangers and the hardships of the road. And when they thought they had arrived at the end of their journey, they were actually in the worst place they could find themselves, in Herod's palace. Only by the grace of God and by Herod's oversight were they able to escape with their lives. The shepherds, on the other hand, had a detailed triptych with turn-by-turn directions that took them right to the scene of the nativity. And if I had to guess, their journey took no longer than 15 or 20 minutes. So today I want to ask you, are you one of the shepherds or one of the Magi?
We all find God differently. Many of us are given all the help, information, and explanations that we need in order to understand and know what it means to have God in our hearts and to know how we can come to God. The words Sunday school and loving church family come to mind. But for some reasons, that journey begins with a feeling of something that tugs at our very essence of our beings and which propels us towards a search for the source of that discomfort. Initially, we may not know how to react to this discomfort, and we may drown it with busyness, education, partying, vacations, possessions, and whatnot. Eventually, though, after enduring a long journey filled with sharp and frustrating twists and turns, we find God. We all come to God by different roads. For some of us, it's an arduous journey filled with dangerous turns and terrifying moments. Anxiety, frustration, fear, sickness, addiction, loss. For some of us, it's as easy as a stroll from point A to point B. But by the grace of God, regardless of our past or the journeys that we've been on or are on at present, all of us are invited and all of us have a place with Jesus where we are free to worship God, to answer God's call on our lives, and accept God's gift of eternal life. As a beacon of light, our church stands in the community, reflecting and projecting the light that originates with the Holy Spirit, helping its members to grow in their relationship with God. The shepherds and the magi found their way to the greatest gift of all, Jesus. You can too.
Are you one of the shepherds? We are all called to come to Christ, to worship Him, to allow Him to change our lives. For some of us, that journey has gone along and secured its root. For others who were raised in the church and Christian homes, it's been a natural progression of our faith. But Christ found us all, and all of us are called to come to Him. Let's pray together. Our Father, we're here to ponder again what the coming of Jesus means for our lives. We're here to reflect upon our own faith journey. Some of us did not have the privilege of being raised in a Christian home. Some of us hardly knew the name of Jesus. And only later in life did we hear about Him and come to Him. And some of us are still on a journey to that place where we make Him our Savior and our Lord. Others of us were raised in a place where we knew Jesus from our earliest days. We heard His name, we learned His deeds. We were immersed in the faith, and we in our own time came to that point where we could accept Him as our Savior and Lord and follow Him all of our lives. But whether we are a shepherd or a magi, whether we've been in the faith our whole lives or only recently come to that point where we confess our faith, we confess our Father that we are all on a journey. That the journey's not over, that we still have a ways to go yet. And so we pray for a greater understanding of what Jesus means for us and how Jesus wants us to live. And we pray for a greater faith so that we can trust in Him even when life is hard, even when the destination is unsure, even when just taking another step is an act of faith. We thank You that You're with us every step of the way. We thank You that wherever we come from, whatever our background, whatever our needs, that You're there for us as well. And so, our Father, we pray that You would help us to draw closer and closer to You. Help us to see that Jesus is the answer to our questions, that Jesus is the end of our search, that Jesus is the meaning of life that we've all been seeking. And help us that we place our trust in Him and seek to follow Him to find that abundant life that He came to give. We thank you for the hope that is ours in Christ. We thank you for the peace that is ours in Christ. We thank you for the joy that is ours in Christ. And help us to live out that hope and peace and joy as we experience again your presence among us. Emmanuel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a closing hymn. And it could be that someone here today who would want to take that next step in their own faith journey. Maybe you would want to profess your faith in Jesus, to declare that He's